So let's move forward, because I love The Long Goodbye. I've watched it so many times. It's so, I mean, from the opening sequence, the deal with the cat and the cat food. Maybe for those who haven't seen the film, describe that opening, and how much of that was you and how much of that was Altman.
Oh, the opening was all Altman. When I was cast, Altman called me and said, "What do you think?" And I said, "I always wanted to play this guy, Philip Marlowe." And he said, "You are this guy." And that was the beginning of the picture. And he gave me more freedom than I ever could have known before. And even in MASH, he had said to me, "I don't know what you're going to do, and I can't keep my eyes off of you." And I said to him, "Then don't look at me. Try to see what I'm doing on screen. I'm working with everyone. And try not to kill it until you see it in concert, in relation to the picture." And the next day he came to me and said, "You're right." But I hadn't improvised in film. And Donald Sutherland and I worked very closely in the film. And of course, we were working for Bob, but the rest of the company was with Bob, and Donald and I seemed to be a little separate. So there was a problem because I didn't understand the way Bob was working, but it turned out great. And so by the time we got to The Long Goodbye, he gave me more room than I could imagine.